节，万物的结局尽了。
In last week's message, we got to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. The end of all things is near.
所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
Therefore, be alert and of sober mind, so that you may pray.
耶稣在马太福音说过，你们可以从无花果树学个比方。当树枝发芽长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
And Jesus also taught in Matthew that, now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as the twigs got tender and its leaves comes out, you know that the summer is near.
今天早上我们要来思想的是，我们在三正华人宣道会，我们在宣教的事工上，神要给我们的意象是什么？
So today we're going to ponder as a church, the Tri-City, the Chinese Alliance Church, what is the vision that God has given us in His Great Commission?
我们也应该怎样的积极的参与？
And how shall we actively be involved?
我们在宣教的事工上，我们需要继续努力。
And we still need to strive in the work of mission.
感谢神，今年的宣教月，我们请到的潘希宇牧师为我们做宣教的讲员。
And we're very thankful to God that for the mission month this year, we have invited Reverend Poon to be our speaker.
他在我们的宣道会华联会里面，专门负责亚洲宣教的工厂。
Reverend Poon is the director of Asian Mission at the Chinese Churches Association of CMA.
我请他来分享信息之外，我们希望能够和他在宣教的事工上能够有沟通。
In addition to asking him to share a message with our church, I have also hoped that when he comes, we can have more communication and discussion about what we can do in the mission of CMA.
我们也要和他一起来讨论，寻求说，我们宣道，我们教会在亚洲的宣教事工上，哪一方面我们可以参与的。
And specifically, I want to discuss with him in what part of the Asian mission ministry that our church can involve in.
神给我们三正华人宣道会的意向是什么呢？
What is the vision that God has given us at TCCAC?
在三正地区建立一间以神为中心，灵命成熟，有爱心，有传福音及完成大使命的教会。
It is to establish a God-centered church, which is spiritually mature and loving, and with zeal for evangelism, for the Great Commission.
我们的使命不是单单向我们周围的中国人传福音。
But our mission is not just to the Chinese living in this area.
我们也要在我们的生活范围中向其他的民族传福音。
But also to people of all races who live among us.
我们也要参与世界的宣教事工。
We also should be involved in global vision, mission.
我们要完成神所给我们的大使命。
For us to accomplish the great commission God has given us.
今天早上我们要以三点来思想。
And we are going to ponder on these three aspects.
第一，我们在第一点我们要思想的是，在我们这是一个怎样的时代。
What kind of time is this present age?
第二，神给我们的使命是什么？
What is the mission that God has given us?
第三，我们应该怎样来回应？
How shall we respond?
第一点我们要想思想的是，这是一个怎样的时代？
So, the first point that we ponder on is,What kind of time is this present age?
这是一个全球混乱中求变的一个时代。
This is a time people are seeking changes among global chaos.
这是一个科技发达，但是道德败坏的不得了的一个时代。
This is a time of high achievement for science and technology, but also a time of moral corruption.
人人啊离渐渐的离开了神。
A time when people are turning away from God.
欧美过去是基督教非常兴旺的一个地区。
For a long time in the past, Christianity was thriving in Europe and America.
现在呢，这片土地已经渐渐的将神推开了。
But now people in this land are pushing God aside.
这个时代所需要的是什么？是福音。这个时代所需要的就是福音。
Oh, so what does this age needs most? It is the gospel.
欧洲过去是基督教兴旺的一个地区。
Yeah, this, Europe was once the land of Christianity.
现在这片土地已经把神完全推出去门外。
But now they have pushed God out of the door.
最可怕的是，是伊斯兰教开始在这片土地上扩张。
But even more frightening is how Islam has spread in that land.
25 years, there must be a fertility rate of 2.11 children per family. With anything less, the culture will decline. Historically, no culture has ever reversed a 1.9 fertility rate. A rate of 1.3, impossible to reverse, because it would take 80 to 100 years to correct itself, and there is no economic model that can sustain a culture during that time.In other words, if two sets of parents each have one child, there are half as many children as parents. If those children have one child, then there are one-fourth as many grandchildren as grandparents. If only a million babies are born in 2006, it's hard to have 2 million adults enter the workforce in 2026. As the population shrinks, so does the culture.As of 2007, the fertility rate in France was 1.8, England 1.6, Greece 1.3, Germany 1.3, Italy 1.2, Spain 1.1. Across the entire European Union of 31 countries,The fertility is a mere 1.38. Historical research tells us these numbers are impossible to reverse. In a matter of years, Europe as we know it will cease to exist. Yet the population of Europe is not declining. Why? Immigration. Islamic immigration.Of all population growth in Europe since 1990, 90% has been Islamic immigration. France, 1.8 children per family. Muslims, 8.1. In southern France, traditionally one of the most populated church regions in the world, there are now more mosques than churches. 30% of children ages 20 and younger are Islamic.In the larger cities, such as Nice, Marseille, and Paris, that number has grown to 45%. By 2027, one in five Frenchmen will be Muslim. In just 39 years, France will be an Islamic republic. In the last 30 years, the Muslim population of Great Britain rose from 82,000 to 2.5 million, a 30-fold increase. There are over 1,000 mosques, many of them former churches. In the Netherlands, 50% of all newborns are Muslim. And in only 15 years, half of the population of the Netherlands will be Muslim. In Russia, there are over 23 million Muslims. That's one out of five Russians. 40% of the entire Russian army will be Islamic in just a few short years. Currently in Belgium, 25% of the population and 50% of all newborns are Muslim. The government of Belgium has stated 1/3 of all European children will be born to Muslim families by 2025, just 17 years away. The German government, the first to talk about this publicly, recently released a statement saying, "The fall in the German population can no longer be stopped. Its downward spiral is no longer reversible. It will be a Muslim state by the year 2050. Muammar al-Gaddafi of Libya said, "There are signs that Allah will grant victory to Islam in Europe, without swords, without guns, without conquest. We don't need terrorists. We don't need homicide bombers. The 50-plus million Muslims in Europe will turn it into a Muslim continent within a few decades." There are currently 52 million Muslims in Europe. The German government said that number is expected to double in the next 20 years to 104 million. Closer to home, the numbers tell a similar story. Right now, Canada's fertility rate is 1.6, nearly a full point below what is required to sustain a culture. And Islam is now the fastest growing religion. Between 2001 and 2006, Canada's population increased by 1.6 million, 1.2 of those immigration. In the United States, the current fertility rate of American citizens is 1.6. With the influx of the Latino nations, the rate increases to 2.11, the bare minimum required to sustain a culture. In 1970, there were 100,000 Muslims in America. Today, there are over 9 million. The world is changing. It's time to wake up. 3 years ago, a meeting of 24 Islamic organizations was held in Chicago. The transcripts of that meeting showed in detail their plans to evangelize America through journalism, politics, education, and more. They said, "We must prepare ourselves for the reality that in 30 years, there will be 50 million Muslims living in America. The world that we live in is not the world in which our children and grandchildren will live." The Catholic Church recently reported that Islam has just surpassed their membership numbers. Some studies show that at Islam's current rate of growth, in 5 to 7 years, it will be the dominant religion of the world. As believers, we call upon you to join the effort to share the gospel message with the changing world. This is a call to action.
我们基督徒要醒过来，这是我们传福音的时代。
We Christian must be awakened. This is the time to spread the gospel.
我住在英国有17年的时间。
When I was living in England for 17 years,
我看到好多英国的城市已经是回教的城市。
I witnessed many English cities turn into Muslim cities.
过去西方国家的宣教士冒着生命的危险到中国传福音。
In the past, Western missionaries risked their lives to bring the gospel to China.
今天这个福音的棒已经落在我们中国人的手上。
But the baton of the gospel has been passed on to the Chinese now.
福音已经进入了中国。
Gospel has already entered China.
在中国现在越来越多人相信耶稣基督。
There are more and more believers in China right now.
越来越多的教会在中国建立。
More and more churches are being established.
但是在中国还有许多地区还没有福音到达。
But there are still many areas in China that have not been reached by the gospel.
神的福音要借着中国人继续传下去。
So God's gospel needs to be carried on and carried out by the Chinese.
神的福音要传到亚洲的其他地区。
The gospel need to reach other areas of Asia.
到中亚洲及中东的一带。
The Central Asia and Middle East.
然后一直回到耶路撒冷。
All the way back to Jerusalem.
愿神来兴旺中国人的教会。
May God really bring revival to the churches in Chinese.
愿神来兴旺我们亚洲的中国人教我们海外的中国人教会。
May He revive the Chinese churches overseas.
愿神来兴旺我们山镇华人宣道会。
And may He bring revival to our Tri-Cities Chinese Alliance Church.
让我们向世界传扬福音。
So that we can bring the gospel to the world.
让我们向本地的中国人传福音。
That we may bring the gospel to the Chinese living in the Tri-Cities.
也向在我们周围的其他的民族传福音。
And also people of other races that live in this area.
求神赐给我们一颗火热的心。
So may God give us the fervent heart.
我们来关心世界福音的需要。
So we may care about the needs of global evangelism.
我们要为做世上的灵魂祷告。
So we may care about the lost souls in the world.
为做在海外的宣教士祷告。
And so we may pray for the missionaries overseas.
为福音献上我们的奉献来支持福音传福音的工作。
And we may give to support the work of the gospel.
接下来我们思想神给我们的使命是什么。
So what is the mission that God has given us?
刚才我们看到的那部短片提醒了我们。
The short film that we just saw reminds us something.
我们要传福音。
We need to spread the gospel.
伊斯兰教徒比我们传得更快。
The Muslims are spreading their faith faster than we do.
耶稣吩咐我们。
Jesus has commanded us.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me.
所以我们要去。
Therefore go.
使万民做我的门徒。
And make disciples of all nations.
奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们的。
And teaching them everything that I have commanded you.
都教训他们遵守。
And tell them to obey.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age.
让我们从这段经文以三方面来思想。
So let us ponder on this passage in three different aspects.
我们要思想耶稣基督的权柄。
We'll ponder on his authority.
我们要思想耶稣基督的命令。
His command.
我们也要思想耶稣基督的应许。
And his promise.
第一点我们要思想的是马太福音二十八章，开头就讲到一件大事情的发生。
We recall that Matthew 28 starts with a great event.
耶稣基督复活了。
That Jesus rose again.
他不在坟墓里面。
He was no longer in the grave.
他战胜了死亡。
He had conquered death.
他也成就了神的救赎工作。
And he had accomplished God's work of redemption.
感谢赞美神。
So praise the Lord.
耶稣基督已经复活了。
Because of the fact that Jesus Christ had resurrected.
因为他复活，我们的生命充满了希望。
And because of his resurrection, we can live with hope.
我们能够靠着耶稣基督得胜了罪。
And we can overcome sins through Christ.
撒旦已经不能够捆绑我们了。
We're no longer in bondage under Satan.
我们不再受罪的辖制。
And we're no longer in bondage under sin.
我们不再活在罪的辖制之下。
We don't need to live under the bondage of sin.
感谢赞美神。
So praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah.
十一个门徒那天照着耶稣基督的吩咐到加利利的山上去。
On that day, the 11 disciples went to the mountain in Galilee.
他们见到他就敬拜他。
As they were commanded by Jesus They went to Galilee to, and they worshipped him when they saw him.
于是耶稣基督的话语就临到。
And as they worshipped him, the word of Jesus came upon them.
我们的主灵生命何等需要像门徒一样。
How much more do we need to be like these disciples in our spiritual life?
我们需要来到神的面前亲近他和敬拜他。
We need to come near God and worship Him.
当我们敬拜他的时候，
When we worship Him,
神的话语就临到了。
His words will come upon us.
门徒亲近他的时候，耶稣做了一个宣告。
When the disciples were near Jesus, he made this announcement.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me.
这样的一个宣告只有神能够做。
This is something that only God can pronounce.
世界上有谁敢向人宣告说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了呢？
Who else among the mortal man on earth can make such a claim?
谁拥有天上的权柄和地上的权柄呢？
Who else can have the authority both in heaven and on earth?
只有耶稣基督才有这个权柄。
Only Jesus Christ has all the authority.
今天主耶稣差遣我们出去。
Today,The Lord Jesus sent us out.
他也赐下权柄给凡奉主名聚集的众教会。
He has also given the authority to all churches that gather in His name.
吩咐教会要奉父子圣灵的名给他给门徒洗脚。
He commands the churches to baptize believers in the name of The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
信徒出去是万民做主的门徒。
So, we are going out to make disciples of all nations.
是一个属灵的征战。
It is a spiritual warfare.
我们出去就是一个属灵的征战。
When we go out, we are going into a spiritual warfare.
主耶稣赐给我们权柄。
The Lord gives us the authority.
奉耶稣基督的名捆绑遏制撒旦的作为。
So we can bind Satan and restrict the devil what can do by proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ.
这是一个属灵的征战。
This is a spiritual warfare.
因为我们的工作是依靠主所赐的权柄。
Because our work relies on the authority given by the Lord.
是一场救赎人类灵魂的征战。
This is a warfare for the souls of the humanity.
第二点，耶稣基督的命令。
The second aspect is His command.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
His command was, go make disciples of all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
凡我所命令你们的都教训他们遵守
and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you
这是一个命令
this is a command
是要我们遵守的命令
this is a command for us to follow
这个命令有三方面
and there are three aspects in this command
第一方面这个命令他命令我们要去
the first part is that we need to go
是万民做我的门徒
to make disciples of all nations
耶稣没有说来
Jesus didn't say come
他说去
but he said go
教会要出去你能归主
the church need to go out to bring people to Christ
教会要出去传福音
the church need to go out to evangelize
我们要出去
We need to go out.
不一定是要到遥远的地方才算是出去。
Now, going out does not necessarily mean that we go to the most remote area.
在我们教会的场地的外面就有好多的未得之名。
Because even just right outside our church campus are many unsaved.
在我们的工作场所也有好多人需要听到福音。
And even in our workplace, there are many people who need to learn about Christ.
在我们的亲友中也是传福音为主做见证的地方。
And the same is true in our relatives and friends. That's also a place where we can witness for Christ.
第二方面是要奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
The second aspect is baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
教会的责任是给信徒施洗。
And church has been commissioned to baptize believers.
这是耶稣基督的命令。
This is a command of Jesus Christ.
施洗有生命改变的意义。
And baptism itself symbolized a change of life.
这个是表示说旧的我和基督已经同钉在十字架上。
Because it symbolized the fact that our old self has been nailed to the cross with Christ.
旧的我和基督同埋葬在地底下了。
And our old self has been buried with Christ.
我们与耶稣基督同复活。
And we are raised up along with Jesus Christ.
这个复活的我是一个新生命的我。
And the one that's raised is a new life.
这就是成为主耶稣门徒应该有的一个过程。
And this is a necessary step to becoming Jesus' disciple.
所以要做主耶稣基督的名的人必须要经过跟耶稣基督同时同埋葬同复活。
Everyone who wishes to become a disciple of Jesus need to go through this death, buried, and resurrection with Christ.
第三方面，凡我所说吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And the third aspect is teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you.
从前主耶稣基督在地上用三年的时间，装备他的使徒。
When Jesus was ministering on earth, he spent 3 years to fully equip his disciples.
他承担了神的使命
for them to carry on the commission.
这个全面的装备有两方面。
And there are two aspects of this thorough equipping.
第一方面就是生命的装备。
One is equipping of life.
第二方面是圣经，也就是神话语的装备。
And second equipping is the word of God or the Bible.
并且耶稣基督进入人群中，在实践生命行动中，主给使徒身教的督导。
And as he sent them out into the populace to carry out their commissions, he also modeled to them and mentored them how to practice what they learned.
最后指导他们在祷告中等候圣灵的降临。
And his final instruction to them was to prayerfully wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
他们带着圣灵的能力与恩赐，直到地极，为耶稣基督做见证。
That way they can witness for Christ to the ends of the earth in the power and gift of Holy Spirit.
就像圣经里面《使徒行传》一章八节所讲的。
That was recorded in Acts 1:8.
当圣灵降临在你们身上。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极，做我的见证。
And you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
第三点，我们要看耶稣基督的应许。
And the third thing we look at is the promise of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督说，我就常与你们同在。
He said, and surely I'm with you always,
直到世界的末了。
To the very end of the age.
耶稣基督吩咐了大使命。
And Jesus gave them the great commission.
也给我们一个应许。
And he gave it with a promise.
这个应许就是给我们安慰的应许。
And this is a promise that we can be comforted by.
我就常与你们同在。
Surely I'm with you always.
直到世界的末了。
To the very end of the age.
我们何等需要神的同在。
How we need his presence.
有神的同在，我们面对挑战时，我们不需要惧怕。
When we have his presence, we will not be afraid of the challenges we face.
因为他是得胜的主。
Because Christ is a victorious Lord.
神应许他与我们同在，不是一天的事情。
And his promise is that He's not going to be with us for just one day.
不是一年
Or a year.
不是五年
Or 5 years.
不是十年
Or 10 years.
乃是直到世界的末了
But until the end of the age.
一直到我们见主的面为止
Until we're at the point where we see him face to face.
李文斯顿是英国有名的非洲宣教士
Now, David Livingstone is a famous English missionary to Africa.
有一天他回到了他苏格兰的家乡时
So, when he returned to the hometown in Scotland,
那个时候他已经在非洲挨了16年的光阴
That was after 16 very difficult years in Africa.
这16年是一个艰苦的生活
That was very tough life for those 16 years.
他为了神的缘故，他挨了16年为神做传福音的工作。
He struggled through those 16 years for the sake of the gospel.
当他站在一批的年轻弟兄姐妹的面前的时候
So when he stood up in his hometown, in front of many young brothers and sisters.
在台上的这批年轻弟兄姐妹眼睛就可以看到李文斯顿他是怎样的情况。
And everyone in the press, in the audience can easily see how much he has struggled.
从他的外表可以看出他为神的缘故付上好多好多的代价。
Even just his physical appearance, he bore the mark of the cost he paid.
因为站在台上的这位李文斯顿是一个瘦弱，可以看到皮包骨的那个身材。
Because what they saw was a skinny and frail-looking man on the stage.
他那天所讲的信息。重点就是见证神如何带领他度过各种的艰难。
But the message he gave was testifying how God has led him through all those difficult toils.
在非洲是特别的劳累。
It was very tiring.
是要过孤独的生活。
And his life was lonely.
那就是他说这是神耶稣基督的应许，使我挨过这十六年。
And it was only the promise of Christ that supported him through those 16 years.
是怎样的一个应许
？And he lived through that promise.
是神耶稣基督吩咐大使命的时候所讲的应许。
And that was the promise that Jesus gave as he gave the Great Commission.
是因为耶稣讲了这样的一句话，使他挨过了十六年。
And it was that promise that supported him through those 16 difficult years.
耶稣讲过，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And the promise was that surely I will be with you always.Until the end of, to the very end of the age.
因为耶稣讲过的话，李文斯顿能够站起来。
And it was because of this promise that Jesus gave that Livingstone was able to stand.
耶稣基督的应许不但与李文斯顿同在。
And his promise was not just with Livingstone.
与世代许多宣教士同在。
It had been with all the missionaries through the ages.
今天也与你我同在。
And today, that promise is with you and I.
当我们尽心尽意爱神。
When we love the Lord with all our heart and all our mind.
当我们忠心为主做传福音工作的时候。
When we faithfully work for the sake of the gospel.
耶稣基督应许我们。
And the promise of Christ is.
他就与我们同在
that he will be with us
直到世界的末了
until the very end of the age
到底我们要怎样的回应
how shall we respond to this call
教会要参与宣教的工作
The church needs to be involved in the mission.
这是神的命令。
This is the command from God.
那 我们个人也应该怎样参与？
But how shall we individually participate?
我们个人生活上面要见证神。
We need to witness for God in our personal life.
在我们的工作场所里面，我们要见证神。
In our workplace, we need to witness.
在我们的亲友当中，我们要见证神。
In among our friends and relatives, we need to witness.
我们要为主做美好的见证。
We need to bear the beautiful witness.
我们在奉献上，我们必须要支持宣教士到外地去。
And we also need to give, financially to support the missionaries that goes out.
我们也可以参与短宣的工作。
And we can also participate in short-term missions.
我们可以在祷告上为宣教士和宣教事工祷告。
And we can be a prayer partner.With the missionaries in their work.
你是否愿意接受全面的装备?
Are you willing to be fully equipped?
领受神的呼召?
And respond to the call of God.
跟随基督的脚踪?
And follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ.
依靠圣灵的能力。
Relying on the power of the Holy Spirit.
同心协力来完成这个大使命。
And to...join our hearts and our efforts for the Great Commission.
让我们把神的爱施出去。
And let us give the love of God.
我们要赐福给世界上每一个人。
And to bring the blessing to everyone.
借着我们赐福给人。
Ask God to make us a channel of His blessing to others.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌，记我赐恩福。
Let's sing this song, make us a blessing together. Make me.
我们站起来唱这首诗歌。
诚实生命崎岖道路上，多少人困倦悲伤，黑暗漫步，快把真光照亮，是忧伤者变欢畅。
稍微畅快一点，
诉说耶稣基督慈爱故事，诉说他是最大能，别人心主要与你去见证，真我是个乡民的。
是。 三节。
你们